Dead in Hip Hop, 2 Chainz, based on a true story, album review.
You had to put the locks on for this one, huh?
Yeah, man, I had to do it ATL style, man, you know, like rapper style, like drummer boy style. All
right.
Be real hip hop-ish.
Don't you film this? Be fucked up.
Yeah, the whole Memphis after your ass.
But yo, I mean, it should really come to no surprise that, you know, I like this album, man. I think 2 Chainz to me is just that one guy that I just like, man. And he is hilarious to me. And when he raps, I'm listening for him to say something like real silly or funny. And you know, he does that throughout this album, man. And he did what 2 Chainz did, man. He just came in, just banging beats. He just rhymed over that shit. Damn. And that's what you got, man. He was hilarious. He was funny.
What was that, Amber Alerts?
he had a couple of Amber Alert references. I think he said, I got an Amber Alert because I got the roof missing or something like that.
Damn. Damn. Took the roof off. Damn.
Yeah, man. And when you listen to 2 Chainz, it's not like you're going to go in expecting him to, like, drop a whole bunch of lyrics to do this, that. You're going to put this motherfucker on, man, and you're just going to let him do what he do. And fuck it, man. I enjoyed it, man. I'll be riding down the street just laughing, man, because every time I listen to it, he's going to say something that I didn't hear before. And the shit's fucking hilarious, man. And the beats bang, the production's on point. I think even from the beats, he kind of varied the songs. You know, he has some down-tempo songs on there. You know, a couple of ballads, the shit with Mike Posner on there, which was, didn't expect to see him on there. You know, he had to join with Nas and Scarface on there. Face did
Nas
his thing.
Nas and Scarface?
Shit, fuck. John Legend. I'm thinking about that Khaled song, my bad. He had the song with John Legend and Scarface was on there. You know, that was dope. So, but yeah, man, overall, man, yeah, I definitely fucked this shit.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't like 2 Chainz at first, but I guess him just being out there, he is hilarious. And I just had to realize, you know, what he was. And it's like, okay, he's in this lane and he's funny as hell. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. I know Mike liked that shit.
Yeah.
I know he had to like that shit. So
when I die, I bury me inside the tombstone. That's my shit. I like that shit.
So man, like Ken said, man, I ain't really got too much more to add to what he said, but 2 Chainz is fucking hilarious beginning to end. You know, the beats did vary, so it wasn't, you know, it was basically mostly all Southern Boom shit. But, you know, he had, like Ken said, the 2 ballads on there. And then the track that Don Cannon produced, you know what I'm saying, wasn't Southern Boom shit at all. And that, when we was at the listening party, that one surprised me. Because I was like, damn, okay. And then, you know, 2 Chainz. But, you know, it was cool. You know, you put 2 Chainz on for what it is, man, and you just ride to it, man.
Because I don't fucking I mean, but you know, I mean, the point that Ken made, I wasn't going in this, you know, expecting no damn serious ass LPLZI wordplay or no shit like that, man. But I just couldn't get with this shit. He had some funny ass lines, yeah. Talk about some, we passed my girl around like hot potato. I mean, no.
No, you can do it. Not me neither.
Me neither.
Harry.
I'll rap his ass.
I'll chop his ass.
Chop his ass in the plastic with his own trash.
I turned the camel toe into a camel.
He said, man. I got so hard. I got so hard Viagra trying to sign me.
Come on.
Oh, he got to give him credit. He got to give him credit.
Pussy so clean. I want to go to church. I want to go.
I am too, this shit is funny.
I was laughing listening to shit. I mean,
I'm sorry, B. What was the one at the listening party where he was just like kind of talking? He was just like,
oh my goodness.
He just stopped and it was in the actual track, but he
that,
just that like,
was
that, yeah, that's yeah, the one you're talking about?
That
yeah, man, that's
you taking it.
Man, that's shit.
No, me.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious, but this is a prime example of when you take an MC of his caliber and put him on a whole album. You know, before he was cool doing features and stuff like that. People liked him, but it was too overexposed, I think, for me. For
the
album.
So big.
Yeah, it was just too much. It was too much before he going on. But it was still funny though, man. I was like, God, this shit is so. I mean, I can't. I would never listen to this album again. I got some great laughs listening to this, but I cannot mess with
it. You just put it on your bus part.
Yeah.
Jump around sweating.
And act retarded and shit like that, drunk as hell. But other than that, the sober B would not listen to this shit.
The sober B?
Sober B would not listen to this at all. I mean, it's funny. It's hilarious. I give him the award for Comedian of the Year, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, shit.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty. Yeah,
that potato shit was funny. Yeah, to listen to that party, I was like, oh my god.
Dude, not to say shit. No, I mean, not me either. You say I pull up in the club like, bitch, you know who I am.
Bitch, you don't, motherfucker, you don't know me.
Some shit like that. Like, this dude, dog.
He said she got a big booty. I call her big booty.
When they say shit like that, he's just fooling in the studio, for real.
Man. So yeah, I mean, can't say you can't go in. He got ABC rhymes, you know. It's, that's what you expect. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect him to be on some.
But at least he's you know, at least he kind of added some, you know, yeah, he got the kind of basic rhymes now, but at least he was funny with it, kind of giving something extra, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just your typical, because if it was like anybody else randomly in the street doing this, you know, over these type of beats, nah, but because, you know, he is who he is, and, you know, he kind of cool, got that kind of cool thing.
Some genuine with it.
Right.
I can fuck with it, and when I listen to him, I expect him to say something funny at some point. Mm-hmm. And then I got what I need, and then on to the next.
You listen to him just for the laugh. I need to listen to 2 Chainz to laugh.
Yeah, man. I think he's hilarious.
It's entertaining.
He is freaking hilarious.
Dude. All I want for my birthday.
He is hilarious.
What is it? Be something you in first place? What he said in that birthday song?
I didn't really like that song though.
I'm just saying, but what?
Yeah, I love that shit.
What he say? Like something.
I'm playing that shit on my birthday next year.
Next year.
You in first place? Something like that.
The bitch rate. What did he say?
Something you in first? Cause Kanye West was even singing this shit.
Yeah.
Too. Like something you in first place.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Hilarious, dude. But you know,
it's not for you.
Yeah. See, time.
For what this album is, I got enjoyment out of it. It did not bother me. I really don't have anything bad to say about this album because I know what it is. It's not like Rick Ross's album where people are just like, oh, Rick Ross spitting. Motherfucker ain't spitting shit with his fat ass. Swallowing.
Food.
Mad food. But with 2 Chainz, yeah, I do not walk into a 2 Chainz album and expect to hear lyrics. I expect him to be funny. To me, he was funny. And you know what? He sounds great. He has personality. Mm-hmm. He has charisma. He sounds powerful. Like, when you put 2 Chainz on, you really do pay attention. You're like, because you really want to hear what he's saying.
Because
he's not going to say anything that's just like, oh, God, that wordplay was crazy.
I need to rewind that. I need to rewind that.
Yeah, I need to rewind that back. What did he just say? No,
if you rewind it, you're going to rewind it because you're laughing.
You know, he had a couple okay lines. Like, the skeleton in my closet line was actually kind of fresh where he said, you know, the skeleton in my closet. Probably one of these dead ass rappers. probably one of these bitch ass niggas. I thought that was funny. I was like, okay, that's funny.
Plastic baggers, trash.
Come on, man.
All right.
Now, the question: will I listen to this again? I mean, not on a regular basis. At a bus party, or if a bunch of my friends are over and we want to just like vibe out something funny and not anything serious, I'll throw this on because it doesn't bother me. This was better than Rick Ross's album. I can listen to this shit way before I can listen to a Rick Ross album because I don't take him seriously. I don't take 2 Chainz seriously. I think that he knows that people don't take him seriously. They look at him and they say, 2 Chainz is gonna make a funny song, Titty Boy 2 Necklace. They know that he's gonna put it together, a song that you're gonna bob your head to and you're gonna have a good time. That's it.
You fuck with the Southern Boom shit, huh?
It depends on what you mean by fuck with. Don't try to trap me
in the trap. No,
I mean, it did. I don't have anything negative to say about it. Because it's not a guy that tries to make him sound overly serious. He's not talking about shooting and killing people. He's talking about women, he's talking about money, and he's doing it in a funny way. Everything on this album is derivative, but for some reason, I get more enjoyment out of this than I do other things of this style for some reason.
But that's what you expect.
Expectations.
But I expect that too from other people, though. I expect a Jeezy album to talk about trap. I expect...
But nobody's as funny as 2 Chainz.
And
that's what separates
And it's not even just him being funny. It's like the funny part is a huge plus, because he's fucking hilarious. But he just sounds good. He sounds fucking great doing it. This is an example to me. This is an example of how to make an album like this sound good and do it well. I think 2 Chainz does this kind of music well. He's not anyone's top favorite lyricist, but he might be your top favorite rapper because he's fucking funny. And he does these songs well. That's really it. I mean, that's why.
It's the big booty.
When I die, bury me inside the Gucci store. That's why when you say you don't like it, I can understand you don't like it, because I can't say that I like it, but for what it is, I got enjoyment out of it. I walked away, I was smiling listening to it, because it was funny, and it wasn't, you know, it didn't bother me. So, I mean, I won't say I went out, you know.
So you're not that miserable of a guy.
No, I'm pretty miserable, but this didn't, you know what? This is the kind of album I would not mind seeing 2 Chainz live. I wouldn't want to pay for it. But I wouldn't mind seeing 2 Chainz live, because I bet you this dude puts on an amazing show. Just by listening to his album, I can just see him on stage fooling and just going crazy. I've never seen him live.
He was pretty low key. I don't know if it's because it was like just a listening party.
Listening party is different. Right. Yeah. Okay. I bet you if you went and saw it, actually Blair went and saw him live and said 2 Chainz killed him.
He did say that.
So you know what? I bet you if we saw 2 Chainz live, we'd all have a good time.
That's just what he is, man. And you know, I think people that kind of dislike him or whatever, like, this guy's not out here trying to save or gonna kill hip hop or whatever. He is who he is, take it for what it is, and just let it go. And I think sometimes we kind of need a guy like that, you know, and bring something a little bit different than that same stereotypical Southern Boom shit. You know, bring something to add something a little bit more to it. And that's why he's on everybody's shit. Because he just seems like he's a real cool dude.
I bet he is. I bet he's one of those dudes that you could really just fuck with, because he's just so stupid and funny as shit.
Mm-hmm. He reminds me of one of my homeboys I used to hang with, who was just as silly, just as slim like him, man. And he would be saying some silly ass shit when we used to hang. And I think when it comes to this, also the other thing is when it comes to this mixtape, he made this shit specifically When it comes to this album, he made this shit specifically for Atlanta. He had a bunch of Atlanta producers, and this is like not necessarily a homage to Atlanta, but he was like, look, Atlanta is where I got started from. They showed me love, and I'm gonna put together an album that Atlanta.
And what's Atlanta about for the most part when it comes to hip hop? Parties.
All I want for my birthday.
Strippers, money, liquor, and that's what 2 Chainz and clothes,
fun,
I guess.
The fun and the fun life of
exactly. It's a fun album, and I don't typically like fun albums, but this album, it didn't. It's different than listening to a Meek Mill album, where Meek Mill's just talking about money the whole time. I don't know why it's different. I can't really even put my finger on it.
He's trying to be serious.
But I guess that's what it is. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Because Meek Mill is like, it's like he's
trying to be deep.
And nothing against Meek Mill, but I think, I don't think he's deep. I don't think he even thinks he's deep. I think that he feels like he's bragging on you. Like, he feels like, you know, I got this shit. Fuck you. But with 2 Chainz, I just get like, you know, I got this money.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
Like, he's just stupid with
like
the shit.
Like, he's just stupid. I'm just throwing the money now. He's like Ludacris, you know? Like, that's why I don't have an issue with Ludacris. Ludacris isn't the best lyricist in the world, even though he has his moments where it's like, wow, that's a dope line. Ludacris isn't the best lyricist in the world, but he's fun. When he does his fun tracks, you have a good time. I get the same thing from 2 Chainz. I get a, you know, this is funny. But I'm not going to, like, go to somebody's house and be like, bruh, this 2 Chainz shit.
Right.
That shit, you ain't heard nothing to her. This shit crack.
Crinag.
This is the type of shit that I will put on, man, like when I'm riding with my boys, man. Like, this is the shit that we used to play.
Going to beat up white people.
And we used to play, you know, years ago, man, like you know, and we would go out to the club, go out to the bars and shit like that. We gonna put some Jeezy on, we would put some 2 Chainz on, we probably even and just ride out, man, because you know what? We you play it loud, you got the banging beats,
And that's it, man. And you're just sitting there, you're just chopping it up, talking, just ready to go see what you can scoop up at wherever you're going to, the club or whatever. It's 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
What I expected, what I wanted, you know, and he didn't disappoint me, man. And whenever I feel like listening to something different or feel like just getting the laugh, man, I'm going to put this shit on. Wherever I'm hanging out with my niggas and, you know, we going out or whatever, I'm going to put this shit on, and, man, we're just gonna ride and just have a good time or whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. So
what fucks with 2 Chainz? Where does he go from here, though? Like, how do you keep longevity with doing music like this?
He'll write up this album for 3 years.
I think he has enough songs he can keep put out of.
Because I still, at the end of the day, think it's trendy rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
You know, so
I think,
but
maybe
comedy, how does he anywhere though? Huh? You know what I'm saying? As long as he's still funny, I think, you know, he has a shelf life. But, you know, being funny, you're always going to be popular.
Do you really think,
and
he has a shelf life?
I do.
Yeah, because you can't do this for 15
I think
years.
He can.
Nah,
not 15 years. That's extreme.
Okay, 10.
But
eight.
I think he'll be around for. I know we discussed this before, like, but I think he'll be around for a while.
At best, he has 2 more albums.
I agree.
That's what I said.
So you got about 4 years.
Because that's just that type. This is the type of music it is, man. Like, it's cool for what it is right now. Right. And, you know, it's like.
He's not diverse. He can't switch it up.
I think if he's able to switch over to stuff like the one with the Scarface on it, I think if he was able to find, like, and the one with the Dream on it, which is kind of smooth, kind of like that 8-Ball MJG type laid back shit, and kind of get away from the stereotypical Atlanta sound and kind of diverse the sound a little bit.
But that's him, though, Ken.
Nope, exactly.
Like, he can't change that.
No.
That's what makes 2 Chainz 2 Chainz, bro.
Mike, he two hours.
Like, think about what you've been saying, like, this whole time. Like, if you take that away.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
What is he?
I think he'll still be kind of funny with it, though.
Nah.
He's been on diverse tracks before, though.
But he needs all tracks. But it's cool to be featured like that. But he's not.
Your project. That's what I'm saying, a project.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
His old album. Like, think about it.
A little bit too much. You
can't do a whole album like that Don Cannon beat. Like it just wouldn't sound right, man. It's not 2 Chainz.
Oh my
god.
So
this is your new BTL?
I don't know if it can replace BTL yet. But yeah, it is. It is. It's when, yeah, because when I'm in that mood, I'll throw BTL on and I will laugh the whole way through because it's not good, but it's entertaining. Same thing with 2 Chainz. He's not great. And, you know, he's great at what he does. He's not a fucking amazing lyricist. Come on, man. He's not trying to be. He's haterphobic. That's why he don't like you. He haterphobic. You know, them broke codes can't pay attention. Yo, cutie missing. New edition.
I've seen that shit.
There's something wrong with my life. That was my shit. I like that shit.